Well, so that is what happens, and what has happened, and you might as well admit it, and now you will never have two whole nights with her. Not a lifetime, not to live together, not to have what people were always supposed to have, not at all. One night that is past, once one afternoon, one night to come, maybe. No, sir. Not time, not happiness, not fun, not children, not a house, not a bathroom, not a clean pair of pajamas, not the morning paper, not to wake up together, not to wake and know she's there and that you're not alone. No, none of that. But why, when this is all you are going to get in life of what you want, when you have found it, why not just one night in a bed with sheets? You ask for the impossible. You ask for the ruddy impossible. So if you love this girl as much as you say you do, you had better love her very hard and make up in intensity what the relation will lack in duration and in continuity. Do you hear that? In the old days, people devoted a lifetime to it. And now when you have found it, if you get two nights, you wonder where all the luck came from. Two nights. Two nights to love, honor, and cherish, for better and for worse, in sickness and in death. No, that wasn't it. In sickness and in health, till death do us part. In two nights. Much more than likely. Much more than likely, and now lay off that sort of thinking. You can stop that now. That's not good for you. Do nothing that is not good for you. Sure, that's it. This was what Goltz had talked about. The longer he was around, the smarter Goltz seemed. So this was what he was asking about, the compensation of irregular service. Had Goltz had this, and was it the urgency and the lack of time and the circumstances that made it? Was this something that happened to everyone given comparable circumstances? And did he only think it was something special, because it was happening to him? Had Goltz slept around in a hurry when he was commanding irregular cavalry in the Red Army? And had the combination of the circumstances and the rest of it made the girl seem the way Maria was? Probably Goltz knew all about this too, and wanted to make the point that you must make your whole life in the two nights that are given to you. That living as we do now, you must concentrate all of that which you should always have into the short time that you can have it. It was a good system of belief, but he did not believe that Maria had only been made by the circumstances. Unless, of course, she is a reaction from her own circumstance as well as his. Her one circumstance is not so good, he thought. No, not so good. If this was how it was, then this was how it was. But there was no law that made him say he liked it. I did not know that I could ever feel what I have felt, he thought, nor that this could happen to me. I would like to have it for my whole life. You will, the other part of him said. You will. You have it now. And that is all your whole life is, now. There is nothing else than now. There is neither yesterday, certainly, nor is there any tomorrow. How old must you be before you know that? There is only now. And if now is only 2 days, then 2 days is your life, and everything in it will be in proportion. This is how you live a life in 2 days. And if you stop complaining and asking for what you never will get, you will have a good life. A good life is not measured by any biblical span. So now do not worry. Take what you have and do your work, and you will have a long life and a very merry one. Hasn't it been merry lately? What are you complaining about? That's the thing about this sort of work, he told himself, and was very pleased with the thought. It isn't so much what you learn as it is the people you meet. He was pleased then because he was joking, and he came back to the girl. I love you, Rabbit, he said to the girl. What was it you were saying? I was saying, she told him, that you must not worry about your work, because I will not bother you nor interfere. If there is anything I can do, you will tell me. There's nothing, he said. It is really very simple. I will learn from Pilar what I should do to take care of a man well, and those things I will do, Maria said. Then as I learn, I will discover things for myself and other things you can tell me.
There is nothing to do.
Que va, man, there is nothing. Thy sleeping robe this morning should have been shaken and aired and hung somewhere in the sun. Then, before the dew comes, it should be taken into shelter.
Go on, Rabbit.
Thy socks should be washed and dried. I would see thee had 2 pair.
What else?
If thou would show me, I would clean and oil thy pistol.
Kiss me, Robert Jordan said.
Nay, this is serious. Wilt thou show me about the pistol? Pilar has rags and oil. There is a cleaning rod inside the cave that should fit it.
Sure, I'll show you.
Then, Maria said, if you will teach me how to shoot it, either one of us could shoot the other, and himself, or herself, if one were wounded, and it were necessary to avoid capture.
Very interesting, Robert Jordan said. Do you have many ideas like that?
Not many, Maria said, but it is a good one. Pilar gave me this and showed me how to use it.
She opened the breast pocket of her shirt and took out a cut-down leather holder such as pocket combs are carried in, and removing a wide rubber band that closed both ends, took out a gem-type, single-edged razor blade.
I keep this always, she explained. Pilar says you must make the cut here, just below the ear, and draw it toward here, she showed him with her finger. She says there is a big artery there, and that drawing the blade from there you cannot miss it. Also, she says there is no pain, and you must simply press firmly below the ear and draw it downward. She says it is nothing, and that they cannot stop it if it is done.
That's right, said Robert Jordan. That's the carotid artery.
So she goes around with that all the time, he thought, as a definitely accepted and properly organized possibility.